Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
This morning from New York. Roland Martin, what are you doing in New York?
Man, Namik had their conference yesterday, so we had a panel discussion with Frederica Whitfield and Francis Rivera. Tony Harris moderated that. Had to do Megyn Kelly's show last night. Had a Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes,
he loves so you? You turning her around? Everything
well,
going good with it?
You know, Roger Ailes got fired. Then the brother got to get on Fox News. So, you know, he had a foul on me over there. Then I'll be with Tamron Hall today at 11 a.m. And then tomorrow, Cable Facts Awards, Tom, I'll be representing TV One. We nominated and won Best Cable News Show.
Nice.
News One Now.
Congratulations.
TV One. Thank
congratulations.
You very much. Thank you very much. So, looking for a raise. All right, then.
good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
So that's why I'm here in New York. So, all right, folks, Airbnb has been in the news as of late because, of course, anybody knows what Airbnb is. Essentially, is the Uber, if you will, of housing where people out there actually rent out their private homes or apartments. And so versus you booking your hotel, you can stay in somebody's house. Well, a lot of folks on Airbnb don't really like black people, Tom. And so when they see your photo, they go, I'm not renting to you. And they got sued. And as a result, Airbnb, lots of criticism on social media. And so they went out, hired a former ACLU official, a sister out of D.C., to actually give some recommendations. And they also have hired the law firm of former Attorney General Eric Holder to be a part of this as well. He joins us this morning. What's up, man?
Hey, man. How you been?
I'm
What's
doing
going
great.
On? All right.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm, this is a good way to start the morning. I haven't heard two occasions in a long time.
You know, I mean, black folks, now that's how we do it. So
that's the deal, Mr. Attorney General. That's the deal.
Hey, the deal lives. The deal lives.
So Airbnb, I mean, first of all, hugely popular. A lot of folks use it. But it's a problem when you had individuals who are benefiting from it who say, I don't want black folks staying in my house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's why the company hired me as well as Laura Murphy from the ACLU, formerly of the ACLU, to deal with this issue. You know, Airbnb is a leader in what's called now the sharing economy. It's founded on the basis of inclusion and respect. And, you know, what I liked about their approach to it when I spoke to the CEO, Brian Chesky, he said, look, I don't want to just deal with a public relations issue. I want to solve this problem. And so they've come up with an anti-discrimination policy that puts in place measures that will deal with the problem, hold people accountable who engage in this kind of discrimination by throwing them off the platform, but also, interestingly, guaranteeing that somebody who thinks they are the subject of discrimination they're guaranteed a place by Airbnb. We'll either put you in another Airbnb facility or they'll put you in a hotel so that you don't have any, you know, you don't have anything that you have to deal with right away. But they want to deal with this problem, as I said, over the long term.
And one of the things, what are they doing when it comes to the revealing of your photo? Because that was one of the issues when you had some folks, they saw somebody black, they would go, nah, you can't stay here. And there were folks who actually documented the level of racism they were hearing and receiving.
And the black sounding names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are those concerns, and they're looking at ways in which they can decrease the importance of pictures. But I got to tell you, you know, one of the things that I pushed was to say, look, why should African-Americans, people of color, have to hide their identity as they are seeking to get seeking to find places to stay? Let's deal with the problem, and you know, let's not have to change our names, hide our pictures. If there are people who don't have the ability, have issues with you know, making their place available to people of color, we're going to make implicit bias training available to everybody, and those people who simply cannot get it, you know, push them, as I said, push them off the platform. And I think, you know, we're dealing here with a company that's trying to deal with an issue that obviously is bigger than just Airbnb. But they're trying to do their part to make sure that, as far as they are concerned, this problem is dealt with correctly.
Why, quote, don't know why, Is Airbnb covered by the Civil Rights Act? Because these are private homes, and obviously you cannot discriminate from someone from renting a hotel, from booking a hotel room. How does a law apply to Airbnb, or does it?
Yeah, and that's actually an interesting question. And what Airbnb is trying to do is say, all right, before whether the law, whether it applies or not, is kind of a floor. And we're going to go beyond that to make sure that this platform deals with these questions of respect, of inclusion, and just make sure that discrimination is just not a part of the Airbnb experience.
Okay, Roland and Eric Holder. Do they have competition, Airbnb? Is anybody else in this business?
I'll be honest with you. I suspect that there probably are, but I think Airbnb is the largest thing that does this on the sharing economy.
Sherry uses that all the time. She's used it several times. But I have a question. Why aren't African Americans participating in the Airbnb program? So if you're black, you stay in a black home. It seems like whites are participating in it more. I mean, giving up their homes more and participating in that program.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You actually find some of the greatest growth that is among hosts on the Airbnb platform in minority communities. If you look at some of the zip codes, the places where people are putting their homes up on the platform are, for instance, mm-hmm. in Harlem, African-American communities in other cities. It's a way in which people can supplement their incomes, and it's also a good thing for minority communities. The people who stay in these communities tend to then buy things in those communities as well, you know, groceries, dry cleaning facilities. And so it's as I said, the greatest expansion actually is in minority communities.
Now, they do say, Mr. Attorney General, that a lot of the people who are minorities, that they will put pictures of their pets or something like that in the picture of their listing, as opposed to showing that they are black, in order to get a wider range of people looking at their properties.
That's why I said, you know, this whole question of pictures, I think, you know, people would just say, we need to confront the problem. And, you know, if Eric Holder is looking to rent a room, I'll put a picture of Eric Holder up there, put my name up there, and let's deal with, you know, if I have an issue with not getting a place to stay, let's deal with that issue as opposed to trying to obscure things. And that's what I liked about this company. The company said basically, you know, we have a problem. They're saying we have an issue. We have something that we have to deal with. Laura Murphy, if people know her from the ACLU, is a longtime civil rights worker, and I've tried to, you know, conduct my life in a way that I've been upfront about these issues as well.
All right, Super Soul Brother number two, need you to come on back.
Hey, you guys call me back. I don't have that much to do anymore, so let me know.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, well, same time Friday. What do you say?
There you go. Tell the wife hello.
Yeah.
All right. Attorney, former AG Eric Holder.